Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, Australia welcomes the second meeting of the GGE process here in Geneva. We would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Gill, on the skillful manner in which you have navigated us through these complex discussions. We applaud the measured and constructive manner in which you have presided over our deliberations. I would like to assure you, like other delegations, of Australia's full support. Mr. Chairman, the international community has been considering the technical, legal, and ethical issues arising from the development of autonomous weapon systems for a number of years now. We hope that over the course of this meeting, that we can flesh out common understanding on the characteristics of laws. Mr. Chairman, Australia recognizes the potential value which autonomy could bring or brings to military and civilian technologies. Systems with advanced artificial intelligence and enhanced autonomous functions are becoming increasingly more prevalent in both contexts. In particular, we understand that militaries throughout the world are incorporating even more automation into their systems. This is not new, and this is not surprising. We welcome discussions on how such technological advances in weapon systems will comply with IHL, increase precision, and support commanders fulfill their obligations under humanitarian law on the battlefield. Mr. Chairman, we see the legal framework for reviewing new weapons, means, and methods of warfare under Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention of 1949 as being of particular importance in ensuring this compliance. We should not overlook or undervalue the importance of Article 36 reviews. Mr. Chairman, Australia would like to encourage in-depth discussions of Article 36 reviews. As a party to Additional Protocol 1, Australia fully supports and adheres to the obligation to undertake a review of any new weapon systems, means or method of warfare to determine whether its employment would, in some or in all instances, be prohibited by international humanitarian law or other international law by which Australia is bound. We also consider it important for the GGE to address the challenges arising from the dual use nature of autonomous technology, where governments were previously at the forefront of technological breakthroughs in support of military or civilian applications, private companies, as we know, are now leading in many areas. Technology that's designed for civilian use can easily be converted for military use and vice versa. Speakers before me this morning spoke of the need to protect and promote the benefits of such technology. Mr. Chairman, we look forward to in-depth discussions this week on the technological, military, legal, and ethical dimensions of emerging technologies in the area of laws. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.